You know, I recommended that they, at their level, at the heads of state level, should reprimand the Sudanese leaders and encourage them to continue with the ceasefire, and that we appoint a commission to investigate the circumstances under which the recent fighting took place, because unavoidably there are mutual accusations between the two parties, and therefore the truth will only come out if either the head of state level appoints the commission to investigate and come out with the truth, and so that and hold responsible, accountable, those who are responsible, who are found to be to blame. I think that's the major one. Then, of course, I endorsed the recommendation of the Council of Ministers in Nairobi the other day for a change of the mandate of the United Nations troops in the country, for them to become more active, and maybe the increase in the number of soldiers there, especially kids from the region, to try and safeguard the peace.
People on the ground, people of South Sudan are very anxious, understandably, at the moment. So what is your message to them, and what can we expect in the nearest future?
Well, for the time being, I'm as anxious as they are. And that's why I make recommendations to the higher authorities who can do something. We can appoint a commission. We can reprimand the leaders, and we can take action, including, as I say, a number of steps that should be done. I have asked that the IGAD summit endorse the deployment of an international protection force to guarantee safety and security in Juba, that the summit appeal to the international community to take the necessary steps to address the dire humanitarian situation, and urge the transitional government of national unity to put in place measures to provide unimpeded access, protection, and non-interference with humanitarian supplies. The IGAD summit should welcome the establishment of a special committee of the transitional government to develop a detailed response to the June 2016 recommendations of the International Monetary Fund, and that they should condemn in the strongest terms possible the continuing obstruction of the ceasefire and transitional security arrangements monitoring mechanism, which has been interfered with by the authorities, and it hinders verification of various issues. And so those are some of the things. The recommendation I hope will come in a communique that will be published by the summit.
Anything else you would like to add, or this is more or less it?
And I pointed out that, for instance, I pointed out that as far as the magnitude of casualties, there are numbers that have been thrown around, but that I deliberately desisted from mentioning the numbers of casualties, because at present we don't know yet, but they are significant. They are in hundreds and in thousands, and that as for the people displaced, again, the number must be very large. And so I desisted from mentioning any particular number, because subject to verification. The important thing is that all these things must be verified so we know the facts.